Blog Talk Radio.
Wednesday. Crap, I forgot what day it is. It's Wednesday. How's everybody? Wow. You know it's bad when you forget what day it is. Wow. How's everybody doing? I'm good. Hope everybody's having a good time tonight. A lot of stuff going on today. A lot of stuff on the headlines are going to go down. Is it my imagination? Or is football and baseball being big boys? And here's why I ask this. How did you know? It's that time of baseball season when they celebrate, you know, major milestones, important people in baseball's history. And so for about the last week and a half, they've been recognizing Jackie Robinson. So, the reason I'm talking about this is because Carl Crawford for the L.A. Dodgers wore some special shoes, and they had Jackie Robinson's number on them. And, you know, a lot of the guys have been wearing, you know, white shoes. One guy up here wearing blue shoes. So on the 66th anniversary of Jackie Robinson breaking the modern color barrier, Jackie Robinson decided he was going to wear one white shoe, one blue shoe, just to be different. But then baseball fans him for that, because he did something outside of their little control. So they decided to fine him. Okay. First off, these players have shoe contracts, you know, and my personal feeling is, you know, a lot of the teams wear dark shoes. Some wear black, some wear their team colors, whatever. And they're telling him he could not wear these shoes, even though he has a contract with Nike, and Nike did the shoes for this. They're still telling him he couldn't wear them because it wasn't something they controlled. It's something he did on his own. football and baseball both, they could get over it. You know, my personal feelings is, as long as they are the, you know, as long as they're black or white, because I know, I believe it, unless they switched, the Athletics still wear white shoes. So, you know, my feelings are, as long as the shoes are black or your team colors, or in Oakland's case, white or your team's colors, you should be able to wear it. If you have a contract with Nike, Reebok, Adidas, you know, then, you know, you're still, they shouldn't be impeding on a player's contract with his apparel supplier. Now, you know, we all know that, like football, NFL, NFL, Nike supplies their uniforms, but the players still have their shoe contracts. But yet they even passed these stupid rules that say you have to wear a certain color undergarments, like your compression shirts or whatever. If it's an undergarment, who the hell cares what color it is? Is it me? Or am I just, are we just fed up with NFL, NBA trying to be the big bully? It's like, well, you have to wear certain color this, certain color that, blah, 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 blah. Shouldn't it be up to the team's mandates? Should it, as long as, you know, and I know you can get out of hand sometimes. Who was it? Who was it for San Francisco last year? Wood brought out the orange color shoes. Personally, I did not have a problem with the orange shoes because that's one of the team colors. I mean, I would really love for somebody to call in and comment on this. 347-326-9073, the Excess Energy Drink Hotlines are open. And I would really love somebody to call in and comment on this. Let me know what you think. Should Major League Baseball, Major League, or the NFL, should they be able to dictate what players wear under their uniforms or on their feet when they have contracts with Nike, Adidas, whoever? As long as they fall, as long as they're an approved team on the NFL's list, that should be the end of it. But for especially Major League Baseball, because half the guys wear their pants down where you can't, and they wear them in the way that you can hardly see the shoes anyway, so does it really matter what shoe colors are as long as they fall within the team's guidelines and they're, you know? Personally, I find a problem with it. You know, I really do. You know, I like I said, I just had a problem with, like, Major League Baseball. Your team colors are blue and white. What if he wanted to wear all blue shoes, both blue shoes? Would they have said something then? Or was it the fact that it had the number 42 on them for Jackie Robinson? And so he was honoring Jackie Robinson in a way that was not approved by Major League Baseball. who the hell, personally, who the hell is getting close enough to his feet in the first place to notice the number 42 on him? Unless you're sitting in the bleachers and you got binoculars looking at Carl's feet. I mean, the logo is so small because you have the Jumpman logo. And then it's called the 42. Because, here it is. Carl Crawford has been told by Major League Baseball never again wear the special edition Jackie Robinson cleats he wore Monday. Crawford was among several major leaguers he received two pair of Nike Air Jordan Jumpman Swingman whatever shoes, one in Brooklyn Dodger blue and the other in white. And like I say, some of the other players, they picked one color or the other, to, you know. Well, like I say, Carl wore one of each. Crawford says his agent received a call from the major league offices instructing him not to wear either the blue or the white special edition Nike Jordans in the game. Crawford actually got the idea from Jimmy Rollins, who changed shoes between his at-bats Monday night. But, I mean, if the NFL's already called the No Fun League, I mean, what difference does it make if their shoes are? As long as they're part of the team colors? Here it is, right here. It was Brian Wilson of the Giants was fined $1,000 in 2012 for wearing bright orange cleats to the All-Star game. It's the freaking All-Star game. It's not a game that even counts on the records, much less the fact that the shoes were one of the team colors. That's what I have the problem with. As long as they're part of the team colors, they should be allowed to wear black or orange if you're Frisco. St. Louis, red or white. Or black, you know? You got to give the player some kind of individuality, an individual look. You know, I know some of the players wear different wristbands and crap like that, but I guarantee you, if you took players that were the same height, same size, put them all in the same uniform, same numbers, whatever, or leave them blank, and you'd flick at it from the back, I guarantee you, and they gave you a list of who they were, I guarantee you couldn't pick them out. You've got to give these players some individuality. Now, I know they're part of a team, and that's good. I love the team concept. Got to have their little individuality, you know, outside of their number. So if they want to, like I said, if they want to wear black shoes, let them wear black shoes. If they want to wear, like Carl Crawford, if you want to wear blue shoes, let him wear blue shoes. You know, because like I say, some teams dictate whether they're doing blue shoes or doing black shoes or whatever. Or white, like I said, Oakland. I've watched an Oakland game in the last couple of years, couldn't tell you, but I know at one time Oakland was the only team left that still wore white shoes. So, if Oakland management says, okay, we still have our white shoes, that's cool, But if you want to wear a team-colored shoe, you can do that too. So basically, I know one time Oakland had their green jerseys and they had their yellow jerseys. So if you're wearing your green jerseys, you can either wear your white shoes or your green shoes. Now, if we're wearing our yellow jerseys, if you want to be that bold, you can wear white shoes or yellow shoes. But you got to let the players do something that kind of help them stand out there. I mean, I know they're pro athletes and everything, but still, you got to let the guys have fun. You know, maybe it's me just making a big deal out of it. Let me know what you think, if you're a sports fan or not a sports fan. Call in, let me know what you think. 347-326-5073. The phone lines are open. We got the chat room up and running. If you're listening to us on Blog Talk Radio, come in the chat room and visit with us there. We also got my Facebook page, Gregory Squirrel. The Facebook page is up and running. And then, of course, we got the email, gregsquirrelshow@yahoo.com. Matter of fact, I'm posting this question on Facebook right now. Personally, I think this shit. So here's my question. I just posted it on Facebook. The question is, should Major League Baseball players be allowed to wear colored shoes as long as they match the team colors? So once again, if you want to call in on this, you are more than happy to. 347-326-9073. I mean, I don't know why this is bugging me so much. Maybe it's because I don't like to hear people getting bullied around on something so minuscule and frivolous over the color of shoes. Anyway, I'm anxious to see what some of the answers are to this. All right. Let's go on over here. Time to run down the headlines real quick. Go over to tonight's scoreboard. Thoughts and prayers are still with Boston. NASCAR has penalized Brad Keselowski and Joey Logano $200,000 for bringing unapproved parts to Texas Motor Speedway for last weekend's race. So, anyway. Oh, thought. So once again, like I say, everybody's kind of bombarded me on my Facebook page asking about this shoe issue. Once again, Keselowski, Logano fined for having wrong parts. Shouldn't that go against the team? Why punish the drivers? They didn't build the cars. Tim Hardaway Jr. has announced that he is moving on to the NBA draft. Okay, let's get on with the other headlines. Tim Hardaway Jr. has announced that he is foregoing college ball and he's going to the NBA. Opie replied, and I know Opie. Opie has replied, yes, they should be allowed. I'm putting the question out there now. So, like the Giants, if a player wanted to wear orange shoes, should he be allowed? Personally, I say yes. As long as they, you know, they fall on the team, they fall into the team color category, yes, they should. You know, they wear black and orange. So I feel yes, they should be allowed. Oh, Florida Gulf Coast has hired Joe Dooley as its new basketball coach. Los Angeles Lakers assistant coach Eddie Jordan is in talks with Rutgers about their head coaching job. You know, everybody that's commenting on my Facebook page are in agreement that as long as it's a team color, why not? 347-326-9073. If you're listening to the show tonight, let's bring you on the air and let you talk about it. 347-326-9073. While we're getting some callers lined up, we're going ahead and go down. Some other headlines. Marcus Smart has announced that he's going to return for a sophomore year at Oklahoma State. You know, I think if they really want to honor what's going on in Baltimore, woo-hoo, Carolyn, she commented in on the Facebook page, Are they worried about the shoe or the shoe color or the name on the shoe, or is it still a color of a man issue? Whoa! Now that's something I didn't think about. Ooh! Carolyn is playing the race card. I don't know what to do with this. I mean, as long as the shoes, like I say, they were the team, maybe it is the race issue. Or the man, let's say the man issue, because I don't know what to do with this. I mean, the shoes are the team colors. Now, maybe if he wore the yellow blue, maybe there wouldn't be such a stink about it. But the fact that Carl Crawford wore one blue, one white, is that the issue? I don't know. Now, folks, you know, let's be honest about it, and as much as I hate to admit it, there's still racism in the world today. As bad as it sounds. There's still racism out there. What do you think? 347-326-9073. All right, let's see if I can get through some more headlines. Oh, let's look over. Let's just kind of run down everything, see what's going on tonight. Who's going to be the top quarterback to go? 49ers are keeping an eye on Nate Montana. A lot of people are still talking about Tyler Wilson out of Arkansas. Tyler Wilson turned in a very good combine and pro days. So his stock has really come up. I can't speak about other players. All I know is about Tyler Wilson. Let's go down to baseball scoreboard. KC 1, Atlanta 0. Oakland 7, Houston 5. Pittsburgh 5, St. Louis 0. Yankees 4, Arizona 3. In the bottom of the ninth, Boston 6, Cleveland 3. Tampa Bay 6, Baltimore 2. That's a final. White Sox 7, Blue Jays 0. Washington 6, Miami 1. Cincinnati 11, Philadelphia 2. Chicago Cubbies and Texas have been postponed. Minnesota Angels postponed. Top of the eighth, Frisco, Milwaukee, tied up at 3. Mets and Colorado postponed. Top of the second, Detroit, Seattle, and San Diego and the Dodgers. Those two games are scoreless. So that's pretty much a look at your baseball. First baseman Mark Teixeira has started his rehab. Bumping up his rehab from his wrist injury, he's been taking swings in a swimming pool with a baseball bat. So, anxious to see how that works out. That's the first time I've heard of something. You know, I've heard of water aerobics and aqua exercise because of the weightlessness, so that helps get your legs and body and stuff back into fluid. That's the first time I've ever heard of anything like for a wrist injury. Let's go down to Wednesday scoreboard for the NBA. Chicago 95, Washington 92. Dallas beat New Orleans 99-87. Denver 118, Phoenix 98. Philly 105, Indiana 95. Miami 105, Orlando 93. Brooklyn 103, Detroit 99. Knicks 98, Atlanta 92. Minnesota 108, San Antonio 95. Milwaukee 95, Oklahoma City 89. Whoa, what's happened to Oklahoma City? Toronto 114, Boston 90. Memphis 86, Utah 70. Charlotte 105, Cleveland 98. And three games getting started later, Houston and the Lakers, Golden State, Portland, and Clippers and the Sacramento Queens, or Kings. I'm trying to looking at the standings here, kind of see where people stand. Boy, it's going to be a tough one. It looks like Dallas, my favorite team, is not going to make the playoffs this year.
Very well.
Phone lines are still open. 347-326-9073. If you want to call in, we'd be glad to have you. If there's something we've talked about or if there's something you want to talk about, feel free to call on in to the little show here, because we'll be glad to have you on the air. If there's something you want to talk about, we'll be glad to have you. What was I talking about? Looks like the Lakers barely made the playoffs. Oh, well. Oh, well, that's how I feel about it. Oh, Florida State quarterback Clint Trickett has announced his decision to transfer. What are the league conferences now? Everybody's talking about all the conferences and stuff. What are the conferences now? Cincinnati has given coach Mike Cronin a contract extension that will keep him in Cincinnati till the 2018. Illinois is added to transfer. Illinois State forward John Ickey and Seton Hall guard Aaron Cosby has transferred to Illinois. So that's going to boost through their shooting. Michigan State has signed 6'9 forward Gavin Schilling. Schilling signed a letter of intent to play for Michigan State. Schilling comes from Findlay Prep in Henderson, Nevada. So anxious to see how he likes it up there. Standout JUCO guard Kenny Sherry has signed a letter of intent to play for Baylor. 6-foot guard, played the last two seasons at State Fair Community College in Missouri. He's originally from Canada. So that fills a big spot for Baylor as Pierre Jackson, their big senior, is going to the NBA. Elijah Brown has signed a national letter of intent to play with Butler. The son of former Laker coach Mike Brown, 6'4" guard, averaged 17 points, led Santa Ana Mater Dei to a 34-2 mark and its second straight California State title. So sounds like they're going to be getting another big shooter. And DuPaul has signed R.J. Currington, Oak Hill Academy in Virginia. Where do they keep getting these great players? I mean, I know Arkansas, especially when Coach Richardson was here, they were always getting players from Oak Hill. And so they just keep sending them out. 6'5" Currington, Oak Hill Academy in Virginia. They're going to be going to DePaul. And that's pretty much all the college basketball. You heard me at the top of the program talking about Keselowski and Logano. Brad Keselowski is going to the White House to be honored by Barack Obama. Hope he runs over him personally. So, you know, I mean, he's on to take their guns. And now there's even talk of initiating martial law. Come on. That's taking it a little bit too far, President Obama. I don't even feel comfortable calling you that. So, I mean, world champion boxer Holly Holm is giving up boxing to pursue a career in MMA. Three-division world boxing champion Holly Holm on Tuesday announced that she was retiring from boxing for a full-time pursuit of a career in mixed martial art. Her final boxing match will be May 11th. Against Mary McGee. She's 32-2-3 in boxing, 31 years old. So, I mean, it's a chain reaction that started, ladies and gentlemen. It started with Rousey, and now you have Kat Zingano, and Misha Tate, and that epic fight that they had over the weekend. You've got promotions like Invicta, and you know, and now that you know, like I mentioned yesterday, Dana White even came out yesterday and said that he should have brought women to UFC sooner than what he did. So the chain reaction has started. I mean, you've heard me talk about the May 18th show that I'm going to be announcing up in Mexico, Missouri. That's a perfect example of it. All women fighting on this show. It's going to be an all-women's show, May 18th. If you're a female fighter, and you're interested in fighting on this show, send me an email, gregsquirrelshow@yahoo.com, or send me a message on my Facebook page, Gregory Squirrel, and I will get you in touch with the promoter in Mexico, Missouri. His name's Armel Nunnally. If you want to fight on this female show, it's going to be internet feed pay-per-view, from what I understand. I mean, better it's time to get in on the ground floor, because women's MMA is about to go ape nuts. 347-326-9073 is the phone number. By the way, I am happy to announce you've heard me mention it the last couple of nights. I am excited to announce I'm coming back home one more time. Extreme Fighting Inc. will be returning to Fort Smith, Arkansas on June 29th at the Fort Smith Convention Center. I am excited to be returning to this promotion. And we're going to get it right. June 29th, Extreme Fighting Inc. They haven't released all the details yet, but they did verify today that the show is going on June 29th, so I invite everybody to get to Fort Smith, Arkansas, and check out this event. I've heard rumors, and don't quote me on this, but I've heard rumors that every XFI title is going to be defended on this show. Now, like I say, don't quote me on that, but that's the rumor I'm hearing. And not an Extreme Night of Champions. So don't hold me to that. Here's kind of a black eye. MMA referee Josh Rosenthal, who has been the referee for some of UFC's biggest bouts, including Brock Lesnar's win over Shane Carwin, Dan Henderson's fight of the year win over Shogun Rua, has been arrested on a drug sting. Rosenthal has pled guilty to charges of conspiracy to manufacture and distribute marijuana. Him and an associate owned a warehouse that kept 1,356 marijuana plants with a street value of $6 million. The government is recommending 37 months in jail, fines, and 5 years of probation, subject to random searches. If he doesn't take the year, he could face 10 years to life in prison, with a $10 million fine and a minimum of 5 years probation. What the hell? Is Dana not paying you enough money to come referee those shows that you got to resort to selling drugs? You idiot! I mean, I wish Dana, because not only speaking for myself, but there are several other ring announcers around the United States that I've become very good friends with: Dave Davis, Mike Markison, and there's two or three others that I'm still getting to know. Dana should do like a lot of your boxing promoters, especially Showtime, Showbox. They got Jimmy Lemon. I've had the pleasure of announcing an undercard for Showbox. About 3 years ago, 4 years ago, I believe it's been now, Springfield, Missouri, Shrine Mosque Auditorium. I was there. Me and Jimmy Lemon Jr., sitting there side by side. That's probably one of the biggest nights in my professional ring announcing career. Showbox for Showtime Boxing. I haven't got a T-shirt under Joshua Clotty and Miguel Cotto. And to remember, and the reason I remember it so well is not too long after that, Joshua Clotty was killed in a motorcycle accident in Vegas. That show will always have a special meaning to me because, I mean, next morning eating breakfast, there's me and Clotty and Cotto sitting there eating breakfast, chatting. And they had just gone through a war the night before. So that's why that date will always kind of hold a special meaning to me. Because I got the T-shirt. I got to meet Al Bernstein. Like I said, Jimmy Lennon. And that will always be one of my big highlights of my ring announcing career. I hope there's many more to come. But that's just one of those dates that will always jump out there when people talk about big nights of your ring announcing career. That's always going to be a date that immediately jumps out in my head. 347-326-9073. We still got about 13 minutes left on the show tonight. Don't forget, next weekend, April 26th, April 27th, Springfield, Missouri, Uncivil War MMA presents Heroes, a benefit, or a fundraiser, not a benefit, but a fundraiser for the Wounded Warrior Project. Night the 26th, the weigh-ins at Legends Sports Bar and Grill, right there at the Howard Johnson Event Center. Going to be there for that. Then the next night, we're going to be there for Uncivil War 12 Heroes. I've mentioned it before, I'll mention it again. One fighter in every fight will either be a reserve, retired military, active military personnel, have some attachment to the military. And I got to bring that up. I got into a conversation with a guy in Sweden over Facebook. There was a picture of a military honor guard presenting our nation's colors at an MMA event. And I know this guy is from Sweden because I checked his Facebook page. I checked him out. I creeped on him, if you want to call it that. And he has the audacity to ask the question, what does the military have to do with MMA? Okay. Let me catch my breath with my little southern accent, because I'm about to unload. If you don't want to hear me unload on this guy, you might as well just turn it right now. Because we about to take off. Let me find his name. Well, I can't find his name. He probably deleted. Let me look on him. Because I want to make sure I get this guy's name right. How was this morning? How was this morning? How was yesterday? Yesterday. I see. he deleted himself. Yeah, he deleted himself. Apparently, he didn't like getting blasted, as I did. Anyway. And I'm just going to go ahead with this right now, even though I can't find the guy. The thing is, and here we go, the United States, we're proud of our military. We are very proud of our military. And so that's why we have the military honor guards at our events. Our military is very proud to sponsor and support our events, whether it be football, basketball, baseball, whatever, here in the United States. Now, in Sweden, maybe you're not too proud of your military. But here in the United States, we love, honor, and respect our military. Being a Navy veteran myself, I take great pride when I go to a sporting event. Sometimes they don't have somebody to sing the national anthem. So I do it. Because I love the song. I love this country. And that's why we bring in the military to present our nation's colors at sporting events. Now, unfortunately, they may, because of our current government budget situation, that may have to be curtailed for a little while. But the bottom line is, we still love, honor, and respect our military. So if you have a problem seeing a military honor guard presenting the nation's colors at a sporting event, I just got one thing to tell you. Get the hell out of my country. Ah. With that being said, I want to thank everybody for tuning in to tonight's show. Had some good stuff to talk about. I want to thank everybody on my Facebook page for commenting in on the baseball uniform issue. I mean, that's what it's all about. My phone lines are open. If there's something you want to talk about, all you got to do is call in, and you are more than welcome. To come on my show. Doesn't necessarily have to be sports related either. I mean, I'll talk about anything. I'll be glad to talk about anything. Because this is a show for the people. So if there's ever anything you want to talk about, feel free to call in at any time. And we will dish it out. So anyway. We got about 5 minutes left on the show. I want to remind you of some upcoming events coming up. Uncivil War MMA, Uncivil War 12, April 26th and 27th. Got the weigh-ins on the 26th. We'll be there on the 27th. We'll be at the weigh-ins and the fight. That's Springfield, Missouri, at the Howard Johnson Event Center. Show starts at 7 o'clock. Doors open at 6. For ticket information, go on Facebook and look up Uncivil War MMA. You can get your tickets on there. That's April 27th. Then you got May 18th, Pittsburgh, Mexico, Missouri. High Foot Combat Sports presents Gladiatrix Rising. And that's going to be at Presser Hall in Mexico, Missouri. So we invite you to be part of that. We got the new date for Extreme Fighting Inc., June 29th at the Fort Smith Convention Center. That's downtown Fort Smith. We'll be there for that show. So, a lot of great events coming up. I invite all the promoters. I mean, I'll promote your show, too, not just a show. I mean, I'm hoping there's people listening to me all over the United States. So I'll prep shows all over the United States. Florida, Vegas, California, Oregon, Texas, you name it, Illinois. And I will mention your shows on my show, and we'll just have fun with it. So, we are going to go ahead. We're going to start getting on out of here. Don't forget, tomorrow is Thursday. Weekend is just around the corner. So, once again, join me tomorrow night right here on the Greg Squirrel Show. And we'll do it one more time. Once again, I want to say thank you to Excess Energy Drink, Pro-Am Belt, Cherokee Entertainment Mobile DJ Services. Really want to say thank you to those guys for setting up the studio for me. And also, we want to say a big thank you to Blog Talk Radio for letting all this stuff happen. So, we're boogieing on out of here. We will see everybody tomorrow night, same bat time, same bat channel, right here on the Greg Squirrel Show on Blog Talk Radio.